Hi, you're listening to the My Favourite Elliott Smith Song podcast. Now, if you haven't listened to the series before, firstly, thanks very much for giving it a try. And secondly, it's all about, in our own very small way, it's all about trying to keep Elliott Smith's legacy alive. And we do that by speaking to well-known Elliott Smith fans and people closely connected to him to discuss their favourite Elliott song. And this episode is with Nicholas Rossi, the director of Heaven Adores You, a documentary which celebrates Elliott Smith's music and the influence it's had on other artists. If you haven't seen the film already, then please do. It's a fantastic film, but of course, do so only after you've listened to this podcast, obviously. As well as choosing his favourite song, Nicholas also discussed how he came to direct the film and what it was like working with Elliott Smith's music as his soundtrack. So without further ado, here's the conversation I recorded with Nicholas when I called him up last week.
I've thought long and hard about this and kind of come to Alphabet Town as being sort of my go-to classic, quintessential Elliott Smith track. I think it's, I mean, there's something about that song that just feels very hushed. And, you know, in the way that Elliott would sort of, in his first two records, you get this feeling that he was making this music, but not really outwardly making this music, that he was sort of sitting there with his four track and making this music, and it feels very huddled and very quiet and very, you know, winters in Portland are sort of a time where everybody is inside most of the time because it's just rainy. It brings back memories of walking around Portland in the wintertime, which is probably around the time that I discovered Elliott Smith. Lyrically and rhythmically, it's one of my favorite songs by Elliott Smith. It's just something about the way that he's creating a rhythm before he even starts singing. It's that first few moments of that song where that, you know, the harmonica is kind of doing one thing and the guitar is doing another, and it's creating this rhythm. And then there's like this sort of background rhythm that's being created by these fill-in notes with the other guitar. It just brings you on this journey. I think it's, I mean, there's something about that song that just feels very hushed. And, you know, in the way that Elliott would sort of, in his first two records, you get this feeling that he was making this music, but not really outwardly making this music, that he was sort of sitting there with his four track and making this music. And it feels very huddled and very quiet and very, you know, winters in Portland are sort of a time where everybody is inside most of the time because it's just rainy. It brings back memories of walking around Portland in the wintertime, which is probably around the time that I discovered Elliott Smith.
In your film Heaven Adores You, there's a clip of an interview with Elliott which he kind of sums up a lot of his songs where he says that they're pictures made from words. Do you think that particularly applies with Alphabet Town?
I mean, I think it particularly applies with a lot of his songs. I mean, I loved putting that quote in that film because I think it sums up what he was trying to do with his songs, which was tell stories. And if you look at the lyrics of Alphabet Town, I don't know what was going on. I'm not one to sort of read a lot into the lyrics of Elliott's songs, I think, because everybody can have their own interpretation. Like when he says, "You're already wrong and you threw up whatever she shot down to show me around this Alphabet Town." There's just something about you start imagining this relationship that maybe Elliott's observing. Her hand on your arm, she put her hand on your arm, told her name you can't pronounce. Who knows what that story is? And I think that's a great thing about Elliott's songs, is that you can sort of apply them to your own experience or the experience that you have with people around you. Or I mean, he does speak on these universal themes. She shot down, said, "Show me around this Alphabet Town, said, show me around." We can move now to talk more about your film, Heaven Adores You, which you directed.
How did you come to direct that film?
Sort of based on a little tribute video that I made the day after Elliot died in Los Angeles. And I was living in LA at the time and read on the internet that Elliot Smith died and thought, oh my God, it's that guy from Portland who died. And there was a makeshift memorial at the Figure Eight Wall. And so I just went down there to shoot some footage and kind of put together a little tribute video just based on having known about Elliot in the Portland days. And that video got a lot of attention and it sort of opened up this greater conversation about what the influence of Elliot Smith was years after his passing. So I walked towards that. I just kind of wanted to figure out why people were still listening to his music, why there was such a sort of a fan base around his music years after he passed away, and why he's so important as a sort of an American musician, and if there's ever going to be anyone like Elliot Smith ever again. And that sort of feeling of wanting to explore that experience of, you know, coming across Elliot's music and experiencing it and talking to other people who sort of experienced it just led to wanting to make sort of a bigger piece, a bigger video, a bigger tribute on Elliot Smith. I just went for it. I just wanted to see if we could do it. And we successfully were able to make a film about it.
It focuses a lot, well, almost exclusively on his output rather than trying to reach, you know, certain conclusions about how he died or the way he died, what was going on inside his head throughout his life and career. Was that sort of a conscious decision? Did you set out thinking that we're definitely going to go down this path and we're not going to go down that other path?
Well, I think originally the goal was to make a film that really highlighted the music that he made, and not so much to kind of come to a conclusion or to solve a mystery about his passing or what the circumstances were. I feel like at the end of everything, you know, his music is what is going to be passed on for generations. And to me, that was the sort of thing that connected me to Elliot Smith. And so I think we all sort of agreed when we were making this film that it's going to focus on the music.
Obviously, Elliot's back catalogue is huge and it's rich. How did you select the songs that went into the film? What was it like working with them?
It was overwhelming and amazing, too. I mean, the access that we had to not only his songs that were already sort of out there, but to what, you know, was unreleased and what could be sort of worked with. It was a beautiful gift to work with music that hadn't been heard or versions of songs that haven't been heard, and be able to sort of find a place in the film where we could start to sort of illustrate what Elliot's progression of an artist was like. I mean, it's just things from him being a teenager to, you know, stuff that he did, side projects with his friends in college, to the Heat Miser stuff, to different versions of songs. It was a huge honor to be able to actually make a film and use Elliot Smith's music as a soundtrack. It's Alphabet Town, I know what you are, I just don't mind.
What did you learn about Elliot from the process of making the film?
I guess I learned that he is like a lot of people that I've met, and he seems like a lot of people's friends. He just seemed like this normal, extremely talented, but just normal guy who wanted to do his thing. He just wanted to make music. And there was sort of a time where it was interesting to take him down from a pedestal for a bit and just make him this normal dude, just this normal guy who was just doing his thing in Portland. And I think I just learned that he was, you know, he was like a somebody that you'd hope that you would have a conversation with at a bar, that you could just talk to. I didn't learn anything that was earth-shattering, other than, you know, he was extraordinarily talented at a very early age. I mean, when we heard the stuff from his teenage years from his sort of 12, 13, 14 year old self. I mean, I think we were all sort of blown away that, like, how could somebody make this good of music? But he was a musical genius.
And lastly, Nicholas, just to finish us off, obviously you spent a long time producing this film, and you know, you've been a fan of Elliot's for a long time. So what impact has he had and his work had on your life?
I mean, I'm just fortunate enough to have had Elliot's music in my life. I think it's a great gift, and certainly something that I'd want to pass on to, you know, future generations if it's possible. I mean, he's had a huge impact because he was able to sort of say things that I probably couldn't have put into words. And he was there making music that I was able to sort of find a lot of comfort in when I was younger about certain situations that I probably, you know, couldn't necessarily find the way to appropriately handle. So, I mean, he's a great comfort, and his music is amazing and brilliant. And it's the kind of thing that isn't really dated. And it feels like you can have an Elliott Smith song for whatever sort of experience you're having or whatever sort of day you're having, you can have. So it's great to have artists in your life that can sort of sit there and you can go to them at any time and feel connection with. And I think Elliot's impact on my life is that his music is something that I'll be listening to for the next, you know, few decades. This alphabet ten. I'll show you all around.
This alphabet ten. Thank you then to Nicholas Rossi for kindly giving up his time to do this podcast, and congratulations to him on doing something that I haven't managed to do in 3 episodes, and that is succinctly explain the kind of impact that Elliot Smith can have on a person's life. And as ever, if you've got any suggestions for other people to take part, then please do let me know. You can let me know by leaving a comment on SoundCloud, you can leave a review, or you can tweet to me at Rob Comber. And that's it for this time. But lastly, thanks to you for listening to this podcast, and I'll see you again next time.